Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
The NFL paid $110 million to Peacock for Kansas City versus Miami game. And that was for one-off. That was a one-off game, crazy, right? So now it's like, okay, well, will companies replace cable for streaming and make revenue on forced sports subscription? Because most sports, basketball, baseball, football, they're all on cable television, ABC, NBC, Fox, or their satellites like ESPN and stuff like that, which most people, the ABCs and all that is free, and ESPN is part of most people's packages. But a lot of these, like NBC owns Peacock, right? So now all these big companies are having their streaming arms. So, all right, it's a streaming war.
Yeah.
So an easy way to try to increase revenue and get more people signed up for your streaming is to switch your sports programming from free to paid streaming model, right? But they already kind of do this with the Thursday night football. But it's still like, so what if, you know, Monday Night Football, what if the Super Bowl was on pay-per-view? How would that change the landscape as far as revenue models, subscription-based? So this is something that a lot of people was mad about because they didn't want to pay to watch the game. We still have to see the numbers. I'd be interested to see the numbers and what they looked like. But is this a way that streaming can take off? And what's your thoughts before we bring our esteemed guest on? I see he just checked in the building.
I thought it was interesting. We were at the airport sitting and kind of like breaking that down, and it was, I'm thinking to myself, if the NFL is a business first and foremost, and if the goal of your business is to make money too, right? And if the goal of the business is to make money, and if Roger Goodell is the head of the company and his job is to make money, I'm going to try to find different ways to generate revenue, right? The model of cable television is broken. We've seen that. When we saw Thursday Night Football, when its original inception was just on NBC, right? And then they decided, you know what? We have our own cable network. Why put it on NBC when we can have subscribers come to our network? Sure. And then people didn't really do that, right? And so they started doing Amazon Prime, right? You could watch Thursday Night games. And then great partnership. But then Major League Baseball did that. Even if, like, I'll try to find a Yankee game and it'll be on Amazon Prime. I'm like, okay, well, they're starting to sell these games or these packages for the season. The $110 million for a playoff game, because it's like NFL fans are a different level. Like, fanatic is I think an understatement for the way that Americans view football. So to have the most popular player in the game, Patrick Mahomes, arguably maybe one of the most popular teams outside maybe the Cowboys, to have Miami Dolphins, to have that game and to say this is the price point, I think it sets a new precedent for it. Like you said,
when you got the swag surf
and then, you know, right, people already watching for, you know, the theatrics of Taylor Swift being there. But even if you look at the last year's Super Bowl, it was the most watched Super Bowl in the history of the NFL. And Patrick Mahomes is part of that, too. And so you're going to optimize the opportunities that you can sell your number one player, right, to your public. Was it fair to the fans? That's a different argument. From a business standpoint, I think it was a great deal. $110 million for one game, right? Yeah. You could do that for the AFC championship, right, if he's in there again. What's the price point on that? Like you said, where does it stop? Is the Super Bowl now something that can become pay-per-view? I think it sets a precedent for business and sports media that I don't know how you come back from, right? I think that the broadcasting of it might change over the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, it'll have to if Disney decides, hey, we're going to put this on Disney Plus because ESPN is under that package, and Amazon says, hey, we're going to get, you know, Monday Night Football, and now the playoff games are all on Peacock or something, or CBS, or Paramount, I think CBS is under. So this is like the new streaming wars inside of sports, because the NFL is the first thing, but the NBA will be next. Their contracts will be up. Major League Baseball, Apple, we always talked about what sports league will they get to now stream on their platform. So
yeah,
this is something that we definitely got to pay attention to as fans and as people that are watching business moves.
In a world of dying media, the NFL, we don't talk enough about how great of a job they've done at branding over these last 30 or 40 years. But Goodell does a lot that I don't like. But in terms of running the business, he's done a fantastic job. And while media is dying, it's the only linear show that people still tune into live and are excited to check out. And that fan base continues to grow. I think they've done an amazing job there. I am interested to see what the numbers are. But if you're selling a show for $110 and you have $500 million in advertising or $300 million, it's definitely going to bring a different model. And we're seeing it with Pat McAfee, like sports is the hottest thing going. So I think they're doing a great job of leveraging that asset in a time when every other media company is having issues right now.
Yeah, if you look at the Nielsen ratings, is like what people are watching in American homes. The number, I think that out of the top 20, I think 15 of them are Monday Night Football.
That's insane.
The most watched things on American TV is Monday Night Football. That's so
crazy.
It's insane.
Why did Netflix throw a bag to get that Thursday night game?
Yeah, it was so random. I didn't hear anything about this until the week of the game when people started complaining that they weren't going to be able to watch the game. I wonder if that was already structured before the season started, or this is something that they did pre-playoffs. That would be
probably have to be structured in beforehand. They just didn't announce it for all that bandwidth. And I'm sure they had to have structured it in and do a quick rollout in terms of the announcement. But I think it was brilliant. It's not the best thing for the fans, but I mean, for a premium game like that, it is worth paying, and it's much cheaper than flying there and buying a ticket.
This is true.
Yeah. And shout out to the Texans who won this past week two. First time in 25 years or however many. Shout out to Bun. Slim was out there. My guy Tavares was out there. So
they just announced the tour. You saw that?
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
Still tipping to it. Mike,
go get that back. It'll make sense to be. There's more money in collaboration. Keep telling y'all.
Texans are tough, man. CJ Stroud, tough.
Yeah. Tough.